الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about riba al-jahiliyyah, usually interest that was found in the days of jahiliyyah. The debtor and creditor, when they have come to some agreement that on so and so date the debtor will pay his debt, when that date comes, supposedly the debtor cannot pay his debt on that day, then he comes to an agreement again with the creditor saying that I will pay you after some time, but this time I will give you more. So give me some time and I will give you more. This is a type of riba that was found in the days of Jahiliyyah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the mu'mineen by saying that, oh, you have brought iman. Now you don't do what the people of Jahiliyyah would do. لا تأكل الربا أضعافا مضاعفة. Don't consume usury. Don't devour interest. أضعافا مضاعفة. Don't devour this interest being doubled and multiplied. Now by no means does this mean that if that riba is not doubled, then it is permissible for you to consume. The idea for you to understand here is that riba, the whole point and essence of it is for a person to get more wealth unduly in that transaction. So here he made a transaction with his brother, but here he is getting wealth from his brother unduly. This is not his right. He doesn't deserve this wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear Allah, stop doing all of this. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you fear Allah and if you don't do this, then of course you will get your guidance. Perhaps you will find your guidance. You will be rightly guided and you will be successful. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear that fire of Jahannam. Allah says, this fire of Jahannam is actually prepared for the kafirin. So we can see from here the link between the two verses. It's as if Allah is saying that that person who makes istihlal of riba, if he deems usury and interest to be halal, then that person is now asking to be admitted in the fire of Jahannam. It tantamounts to something like kufr, because he is now deeming that riba to be lawful, whereas Quran clearly and explicitly mentions that riba is something which is totally unlawful. In one place in the Quran, Allah actually says that if a person does this riba, if he doesn't desist and stop doing this riba transactions, Allah says, tell him, فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Declare war now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. In other words, you are now at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses these four people: the person who devours riba, so he consumes it, wa mukilahu, the person who feeds it, the person who even writes that riba transaction down, and the person who stands as a witness to that transaction. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has cursed all of these people. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ. So fear this fire of Jahannam. الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. It's prepared for the kuffar. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and obey the messenger of Allah. If Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you to do something, do that. If Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibit you from something, then stay away from that. If you stay away from that, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. All the time, you will be shown mercy from the side of Allah. Then Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. What should you hasten towards? Allah says, hasten towards maghfirah. Hasten towards forgiveness from the side of your Lord. In other words, do those things that are mujibat of His maghfirah, that demand and necessitate that forgiveness comes to you from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many different views here regarding what are those things that can demand maghfirah from the side of Allah. Some say it refers to ikhlas. It refers to you being, you having ikhlas and you being sincere in your deed. If you do these things, Allah says, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Allah says, hasten also towards a jannah, towards a garden. Allah describes this garden. Allah says, the breadth of which is as vast as of the heavens and the earth. It's the breadth of which equals to the heavens and the earth. Allah says, hasten towards these things. And these things are not prepared for kuffar. Allah says, u'iddat lil-muttaqin. They are actually prepared for the muttaqin, for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next week, in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a description of what are those sifat, the qualities of the muttaqin. Inshallah, we continue with that.